In my research, real estate investments, specifically multifamily, were the best investment options available for a multitude of reasons. But one of those huge reasons was tax advantages. Now, real estate investors can kick the can of tax liability down the road essentially indefinitely and avoid realized gains by using both depreciation to offset cash flow and the 1031 exchange to offset liquidation events. Now, as most left-leaning presidents do, Biden is looking to eliminate or extremely limit the 1031 exchange. But here's how you can still avoid paying taxes if this happens. This is Building Passive Income and Wealth Through Real Estate, where we guide you through the relentless pursuit of financial independence. I'm your host, Justin Moy, managing partner at Perpetual Wealth Capital, a multifamily real estate investing firm that lets everyday people invest passively in income-producing apartment buildings. Now, of course, as a disclaimer, I'm not giving tax advice. Please seek your personal tax counsel before making any decisions. And there's still a lot of developments when it comes to this. Now, this bill has come to the House multiple times and it's died every single time, but they're constantly revising it and constantly doing their best to push this through. So the 1031 exchange has always come under fire from new presidents because it's a great talking point. If someone doesn't truly understand taxes, it'll sound great and it'll sound like they're closing up a ton of loopholes and putting their foot down on, you know, the 1%. Everybody always says that the 1% is doing this. So putting the 1031 exchange under fire is not a new thing. Now, this actually happened a couple months ago back in at the end of 2021. Now, the bill was set to end the 1031 exchange and it was shut down. Now, Biden is again putting it on the table to be limited greatly in its capacity, essentially limiting the value of real estate that can be exchanged to $500,000 per individual or $1 million per married couple in a year. Now, that might sound like a lot, but for commercial real estate investors, that might be one transaction, and it most likely won't even cover one transaction or one property. So here's the workaround currently if the bill were to pass today as stated. Essentially, instead of selling your property, you would trade your ownership of that property in exchange for shares in a REIT, a real estate investment trust. Now, again, it's not ideal because, as most of us know, REITs or real estate investment trusts don't have the tax benefits of actual real estate ownership. But trading in your property for an equal valued share of the REIT would shelter your gain from taxes because you're not quite getting cash. You're just getting another asset of equal value. So think of it this way. Instead of selling your property, and let's say you would have made $1 million that you'd have to pay capital gains taxes on, you would trade that property for $1 million worth of shares in a REIT. And that property would become a property owned by the REIT in exchange. It's, of course, like I said, not ideal, but having this method on your radar for a future potential breakdown of the 1031 exchange could be helpful. And if it does end up coming to fruition or being eliminated or limited, this could be another viable solution for investors to, again, avoid that enormous tax bill. So what do I and most of my colleagues think about getting rid of the 1031 exchange? Well, I don't think it's realistic. First, we have to think about who would pass this law. Now, members of the House and Congress, almost all of whom own real estate as investments themselves. So they would also be subjecting their own investments to this enormous bill. Not only that, but right now, the last thing the Fed should be doing is disincentivizing investors, specifically in the real estate world. Supply of housing has not been able to keep pace with demand for the last 60 plus years. And that's gotten significantly worse over the past five, both with logistical concerns, delays in permitting, and also the huge rising cost of materials lately. So overall, I don't see this being a solution that benefits anybody. And hopefully this stays as more of a clickbait headline that political leaders use around midterm elections. So I hope you learned something from today's episode. Please, if you did, consider giving us a rating and review on the platform you're listening on. And I do have a favor to ask of you. If you like the show and you want me to cover a topic that I haven't talked about before, maybe you want an updated episode, go down to the show notes and get my email address and send me an email with the topic you want me to talk about next, and I'll make a great episode specifically for you, and then we'll publish it. So head down to the show notes, get my email address, and let's make that happen. Thank you so much for spending a couple minutes of your day with me, and we'll see you on the next episode.